Indeed, the Fed chair would not rule out additional rate hikes while also dismissing calls for rate cuts. And yet, through all of that, there was still an underlying takeaway for the market that the decision leaned more to the dovish side. It seems the market was more focused on the part where the Fed chair said financial conditions had tightened significantly and changes in financial conditions from higher bond yields, a stronger US dollar, and lower equity prices could have policy implications. And knowing that the market will always look for anything to give it an excuse to be expecting a more dovish, investor-friendly Fed communication, it wasn't at all surprising to see a run of profit taking on dollar longs and renewed demand for U.S. equities. Another factor driving this narrative home on Wednesday was an earlier round of soft U.S. economic data as reflected through ADP and ISM reads. Economic data in the U.S. has been surprisingly strong of late, which hasn't helped the case for rate cuts. So a softer run of data is welcome in helping to push the rate cut case forward. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from German employment, the BOE policy decision, U.S. initial jobless claims, and U.S. factory orders. That's all for now.